Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show. And folks, as usual, the media has not told you the truth. Wow, I know you're not shocked. The liberal media is a propaganda machine for the government. Why do they always get caught not telling the truth? Well, because liars get caught in their own lies. Anyways, there is a deception going on that has to be exposed, and that is all about the FDA vaccine approval scam. And I have to expose it, and I'm not the one who exposes these things. I'm the one that sees the news and tries to bring you everything that is truthful. We're all about the truth here, and especially truth that is censored, because that's usually the most important truth, so that you know you're being lied to. Look, folks, everybody knows CNN lies, New York Times, they all lie for an agenda. The globalist agenda, or you could say the Democrat Party agenda, which there is no such thing as the Democrat Party anymore. It's the Communist Party of America. And they have an agenda. Well, let me get right to it. Basically, what is happening here is that the vaccine that the FDA approved, that the media wants you to think is Pfizer's experimental vaccine being approved, is not the case. The Pfizer experimental vaccine has not been approved. They approved a different vaccine, but apparently the propaganda machine wants you to think and hopes that most people will never get to the truth. And that's why it's very important people spread this news that no, they did not approve the Pfizer vaccine. They approved a separate thing. They're playing games here. There were two different papers, and the one vaccine that they actually approved is different than the one people are injecting. In fact, the vaccine that they approved, and it's not even a full approval, by the way, as well, because it seems like it has conditions and it wouldn't even get full approval until like 2024 is what I think. I'm not 100% sure on that, but I don't even think it's a full approval. But anyways, even if it is a full approval, it's not even available. If you go and try to get it, they don't have it because it's not even available for you to go get. Let me show you, because we have Dr. Robert Malone, who was on with Steve Bannon's War Room Pandemic. He is the foremost expert in all of this. He's the guy who invented the mRNA technology that Pfizer and the other companies have been using. Comes from him, and he's one of the biggest advocates against all this stuff, not because he's anti-vax or he's anti-science. It's because he's pro-science. He's a true scientist. And Fauci doesn't follow science. He follows money. And the government has whatever propaganda reasons and whatever sinister reasons, and I do believe it's sinister, and I can't tell you for sure what the full motive is, but there's lots of theories out there, and it clearly is sinister because they want to even put the vaccine in children who are not even susceptible of any danger from COVID-19. COVID-19 won't do anything to them. The vaccine could actually give them all sorts of problems, heart problems, even death. And they're willing to do that to try to protect you from something that won't kill children. What? Yeah, but that's what they want to do. Anyways, I'm starting to drift. Let me get to the scam that was pulled over you to make you think Pfizer was approved when it really wasn't the Pfizer vaccine that was approved. Watch.
They've authorized the use of a vaccine. Does that vaccine currently exist? If I want to walk down, not that I'll do it, but if I want to walk down to the doctor and get a vaccine, can I actually get the one that quote unquote has this kind of sketchy, shady FDA approval? Is that available right now to the best of your knowledge, sir?
It's absolutely not available. So the little trick that they've done here is they have issued two separate letters for two separate vaccines. The Pfizer vaccine, which is what is currently available, is still under emergency use authorization, and it still has the liability shield. Once again, the mainstream media has lied to you. I'm sorry to say that. I know it's a shock to this readership. But the product that's licensed is the BioNTech product, which is substantially similar, but not necessarily identical. It's called Comirnaty. I think that's how it's pronounced. And it's not yet available. They haven't started manufacturing it or labeling it. And that's the one that the liability waiver will no longer apply to. So the one that's actually licensed is not yet available. And when it does become available, it will no longer have the liability shield. In the interim, the one that does have the liability shield is the Pfizer product, and that's what's currently available, and it's still under emergency use authorization. So that's no change.
Why would they do this? Why would they want you to think that they've been able to get approval? And you know what? They could just fully corrupt the FDA and have them approve it, but apparently they tried to do something different. They just tried to play games to and hope that people can't figure out what has happened. But it's so that they can do their orders without as big kickback to say, like, all military members must now get the vaccine. And then people hear, oh, the vaccine was FDA approved. And they think they're getting this vaccine that was FDA approved. This is a scam that has happened in American history before. In the 1976, when the government pretended, and it was pretend, that there was going to be a swine flu outbreak. The government actually, and you can look this up, got millions of people, and there was massive lawsuits after this happened, to get this vaccine. And they said that it was safe and it was approved, but there was actually two different vaccines. The one that they reported was safe and approved was not the one that they went and grabbed a different one and used that to inject the people. And in 1976, this was done. In the fake swine flu scare, 60 Minutes did a report. I did a whole episode actually on that 60 Minutes report back from 1976. I can't remember what the title was of my show, but it was something about, you know, some 60 Minutes exposes vaccine scam in 1976. I think it was the title. Look for that title. I mean, it's probably about a month ago. I don't know exactly when. Anyways, so 60 Minutes did a great piece on it after 1976. I don't know what year it would. It could have been like 1978 when they did the piece on it, something that the media wouldn't do today. So that bait and switch of approval to make you think you're getting an approved vaccine when you're not, and they act like, well, they're not lying. You're the sucker who didn't look into it. That's the way they look at it. Sucker, you didn't look into it. You just assumed. Because we said, or a false media report, but we, the government, never said that. Our propaganda machines that are allowed to lie, called the liberal media, they said it to trick you. But if we expose this, their trick can't pay off. And then maybe eventually they'll just say, screw it. We'll just keep breaking laws and standards and just approve the Pfizer vaccine against all our standards, against every recommendation, against procedure, and just approve it because they might get desperate. I don't know if that will happen, but understand you're being scammed. More from Dr. Robert Malone.
The press has just not done their work and figured out what's actually going on here.
Fine, but that's why we have geniuses like you. I just want to make sure something's clear to the audience. And we're trying to be fair to the FDA in this whole process, the CCP virus. The emergency use authorization as it currently stands by the FDA for Pfizer does not allow its use for children under 16. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. The overall blanket approval for the other one, for BioNTech or whatever it's called, the one that's not fully done yet, does that include, is the way you read it, that does not include a full FDA authorization until at least 2023 or 2024 when these other studies are completed, correct?
That's the way I read it. That seems to be the way it's written. And by the way, in terms of the timelines, I just wanted to go back to that. There's a statement that the BLA acknowledges, so that's the license for the BioNTech product. Here's the language. The BLA acknowledges long-term myocardial issues with a five-year follow-up, which is consistent with the lower range of long-term follow-up for gene therapy products. It appears that banging on them that they haven't applied the gene therapy checklist may have succeeded, and they appear to now, without acknowledging it, being starting to apply the requirements that are applied for gene therapy products. But in terms of the cardiac issues, they acknowledge that the myocardial issues will require a 5-year follow-up.
But once this is in place, can the FDA would then have to come back and issue an emergency use authorization for this, for the second one, for children, correct? That's clearly not done right now. Is that correct?
I would imagine that what they will do is an emergency use authorization for the pediatric population for Pfizer. So that will keep Pfizer indemnified, because that's something that Pfizer has been seeking in all of their worldwide contracts with other governments, is full indemnification. They will not sell you vaccine unless you waive liability if you're a government, head of state, or whatever.
So Pfizer will always want to be not able to be sued for their product killing people, is basically, if they really believed in their product, they wouldn't worry so much about being sued. Obviously, Pfizer doesn't believe in their product whatsoever. They want to keep their liability. They insurance, basically, not their immunity from lawsuits. They want to keep that. And you can see the game that's being played here. So if they approve Pfizer in an emergency use for kids under 12, they will downplay that it's an emergency use approval. And they will hope that the headlines that they threw out there as propaganda, that Pfizer has FDA approval, which it doesn't, they hope that sticks in people's brains. And then when they say that your kids can get it, people are going to think, oh, well, my kid's getting an FDA-approved vaccine just in time for school. But you're not. You're getting something that is not approved and is still under emergency. And if something happens to your kid, tough luck. You can't sue. You can't do anything. Good luck with your life. That's your government. That's your liberal media. That's the scam they are playing. We'll finish up, because I think he had something a little more. I can't remember exactly what he said in this clip, so I'm just going to play it for you.
So that's the Pfizer position, is we don't want to own the liability here. And, you know, that raises the question, what is it they're so scared about? If these are fully safe vaccines, why does Pfizer believe that it has to have liability protection?
Yeah, that's what... I knew there was something important that he said, but I had said it just a second ago, too. But he's 100% right. I want this to be reemphasized. I played you a little bit of when they were more clear about what was happening in the more of the middle of the show. So I'm going to take you back to the very beginning when Dr. Robert Malone first started explaining this, because I thought it was more clear, the clips that I played you, so that you have this understanding. So, but when he first started out, it was more... a little bit more complex, okay? So I want you to see that now. Now that you have the full understanding of what's going on, watch how this whole conversation first started out with Steve Bannon. You'll be asking questions, and Dr. Robert Malone. I think it's important. Take a look.
Just walk me through as technically as you can do it. You've gone through the FDA process many times. What was actually delivered yesterday in your esteemed opinion, sir?
Thanks for that. This is a fascinating case of bureaucratic shell game, that the likes of which I haven't seen before. We actually have two distinct letters here. That's the first part. There's a letter for Pfizer and a letter for BioNTech. The New York Times and the Washington Post got it wrong. The authorization is not for Pfizer. The authorization is for BioNTech. And it will only be initiated at the time that BioNTech labeled product becomes available. Okay, so one of the things that I want your listeners to understand.
Okay, so now that you know that it's not already available. See, it makes all sense to you because I played you something before to make this make perfect sense to you. But if you had watched it at first, you'd be like, you think you understand, but you might not have had a full understanding. He's really showing how the media is used by this. I don't believe the New York Times and the Washington Post was tricked. I think they are part of the game. The game to make the American people think one thing when something else is actually the case. Back in 1976, when they did this kind of thing, yeah, I know, it's amazing that they recycle the same tactics. Back in 1976, when they did this type of thing, you didn't have the internet, and you didn't have the ability to quickly get correct information out. They didn't know until years later how bad the government did them in. in that whole situation in 1976. So it's good that we can get this stuff out and try to stop it right away. But they have their tech companies out there to censor everything. So like if I were to look, I'm banned on Twitter. I'm banned on LinkedIn, folks, because I tell the truth. Because I told the truth about the election being stolen, LinkedIn immediately banned me as soon as can't have anyone talk about the election being stolen. LinkedIn banned me. It's great. That's how awesome I am. It's such a badge of honor. Most people, even some of the top of the top people that give you information aren't even banned on LinkedIn. I am. So I take that as a huge badge of honor. They view me as a major threat, apparently. Even though I don't have the reach as nearly as big as other people. But they know I'm way about truth, and I put things right in direct perspective, and they don't like me. Anyways, let me play you more, because it's really important that they go through this. Dr. Robert Malone continues.
Is that the liability coverage, the blanket coverage that allows Pfizer to not be liable for any adverse events only applies to the Pfizer product, which is still under emergency use authorization. They can only give that blanket authorization. And by the way, there's been no successful claims prosecuted under that for any compensation. They can only give that under emergency use authorization. So point number one for your listeners, if you're faced with a situation in which you have to accept vaccine, I strongly suggest that you hold off for the BioNTech commodity labeled product. That's the one that will have no longer have liability protection in the same way that the Pfizer emergency use authorization product does. One of the things that's fascinating here, I have to read this to you. In the letter to BioNTech, the FDA has decided to bypass the normal process of having an external advisory committee review their decisions and comment on it, which also requires a public comment period. This has always been done for any prior vaccine that I've ever been aware of.
Folks, what he's about to reveal here is they didn't want what they normally would have as public comment and for people to be able to, and they're even with their stacked boards, they're afraid that somebody on the boards would not allow this stuff to go forward, is basically what he's saying. Watch.
Here's what they say. We do not refer your application to the Vaccines and Related Biologics Products Advisory Committee because our review of information submitted in your BLA, including the clinical study design and trial results, get this, did not raise concerns or controversial issues that it would have benefited from an advisory committee decision. So they've decided to just completely punt, and I humbly submit that there is a ton of controversy going on around these vaccines here in Europe, in Australia, etc. And this is another, I don't know what else to say, bold-faced lie, that there are no concerns or controversial issues, not the least of which in controversial issues is the cardiotoxicity, for which there are many, many studies now required. So what they've done here, I think, is jam through something that will enable the government and commercial entities and states to mandate vaccines to the military and otherwise. But they, by their own statements, they don't have the data to support the safety and efficacy claims. The efficacy claims that they do have are clearly outlined based on data that is completely outdated.
And what he means by that, completely outdated, is they use data from the original COVID-19 and left out anything that has to do with Delta variants or anything else. So this is the one that they're approving, by the way. And basically, they just want it out there so that they can force vaccines on people, but they're not even going to be able to force the one that they approved. They just want people to think, oh, well, it's approved. They can force vaccines, which they really cannot, on people like the military, and they'll force the Pfizer one on you, but they're playing games with you. This is a giant scam, and it has just been exposed. I hope my ability to simplify things helps, because that's kind of what my talent is I take the things other people give great information, and I'm good at pulling out the pieces that are most important and simplifying it for everyone to understand. So I think everyone can understand what I just have told you. I think you can all understand the games that are actually being played. And if they get caught, they won't get away with this game. But at the same time, we are being inundated with all sorts of stuff besides this. They are inundating America in every direction. What I mean is they have so much horrible things that they're doing to America in the news. No one can concentrate on one thing. And that's how they get they believe they can get away with this. That even though I'm giving you the truth, Dr. Malone is giving you the truth, there are so many other things distracting you, like what happens at the border, or what's happening in Afghanistan, or Tucker Carlson was covering how their Lindsey Graham is helping pass every single liberal judge that they are putting forward, and Biden has been putting and getting more judges approved than any other president in this short period of time. They are stacking the courts with horrific liberal activist judges so that they can break every law, well, so that they don't have to be bound by the Constitution. That's what that's really about. So that these liberal federal judges will burn the Constitution and say it doesn't exist, so that they can do what they have been doing, so that New York can make everyone a slave and you have to obey de Blasio, and he can create law. He has no ability to create law, but he does. And if you take it to court, the federal courts, if it ever gets up there, will be stacked with Biden people that will say, nope, the Constitution is null and void in America. Of course, they won't say that specifically. They will just rule in favor of the people who are breaking laws and destroying the Constitution. And all of this is, all of this is bombarding you so that you can't focus on one thing. And then you throw in the stolen election. We have the election audits. I try to cover as much as I can. I know this. There is a big mistake that Fox News is making by their blackout of the stolen election. You are being bombarded solely because Fox News refuses to tell its listeners that the election was stolen. It's been proven. It's a fact. The state should decertify. The election was a scam, and we have the evidence, and Arizona's audit's going to show it. And if the Fox News would stop being evil in this aspect, and I'm not saying Tucker, they're covering good stuff that isn't involved in that, but that is like treating the symptom and not the sickness. You get what I'm saying? Fox News is showing you all the symptoms and saying, this is horrible, but they refuse to tell you how to have a cure to every single symptom they are fighting. The cure is Joe Biden must resign and Donald Trump should be reinstated. The 2020 election was stolen. And if they don't treat the cure and they pretend that there is no cure out there when there is, and they won't tell people there's a cure, they're letting you die from the disease of the overthrown government. The government has been overthrown by communists, and they're letting America die as they try to treat the headache. That's what's so shameful about Fox News not covering it. Because if they really cared about America, all they'd have to do is stop legitimizing Joe Biden. He's not a legitimate president. They stole it, and our country was overthrown. Say that, Fox News, and maybe all the other headaches will go away. Tucker, you're battling things you can't win because you won't battle the actual problem. And you're a good man. I believe in you. I hope you see this. Battle it. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. Go to the New American for truth. Go there and get all the truth you can. Subscribe. I love you guys. See ya!